This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to study with you about 3 crosses. And the basis for our study today from the Scriptures is found in John chapter 19, verses 17 to 22. This is an account of the Lord Jesus Christ bearing His cross to Calvary. Now beginning with verse 17. And He, bearing His cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified Him and 2 others with Him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that He said, I am the King of the Jews. But Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, is a central event in all of history. That, along with the resurrection, are the most important events for every human being who's ever lived on this earth. Notice that Pilate had written King of the Jews over Jesus. The Jews did not like this and wanted it said that he merely said that he was King of the Jews, but not that he was King of the Jews. But Pilate said, What I have written, I have written. Now there were not just one cross there, but 3. On either side of Jesus, there was a thief, a criminal. Each of these men deserved to be punished for their crimes. But of course, Jesus had not been guilty of any sin at all and did not deserve to be punished whatever. But I want to raise the question with us today, what might have been written over each of these crosses? And we're after here the basic reaction which one of us makes to the cross in the center, that is, the cross of Christ. What cross or what response shall we make to the cross of Christ to Jesus Himself? There was the cross of deity, the cross of impenitence, and the cross of penitence. The cross of deity, of course, is the cross of Christ. We find in John chapter 1 in verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Over this cross there could have been written the word sinlessness. We find in Hebrews chapter 4 in verse 15, For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin. The Lord Jesus Christ never sinned one time. And so over His cross could have been written the word sinlessness, or He was without sin. There could have also been written the single word obedience. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says in regard to Jesus, Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And being made perfect, He became unto all them that obey Him, the author of eternal salvation. There also could have been written over this cross the word forgiveness. Even as He hung on the cross, suffering the humiliation, the terrible pain, the degradation, the eyes of the world for what He did not do, instead of hating those who crucified Him, the Lord prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There also could have been written the word sacrifice. Sacrifice for our sins. As we find in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, the Apostle Paul said, Have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself. Christ emptied Himself. He became poor that we might become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. And so the word sacrifice can be written over the cross of Jesus. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study of 3 great crosses, crosses from which we can learn. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.